It's Stephen Ridd here. I'm about to contact a business government department called Placemaking New South Wales from the recommendation of Museums of History New South Wales, Dr. Aaron M. D'Souza. He, him. I don't know what he, him is all about. Hello, Stephen, he said. This is back last month. Wes passed on your inquiry, he says, about the convict brick from Cadman's Cottage. I'm the resident archaeology and brick enthusiast, and also the curator of Unearthed at the Museum of Sydney. I'm really happy to see that the exhibition has got people thinking about bricks. We're talking convict bricks here. Unfortunately, we're not able to accept this brick as a donation, as we can only collect things with a provenance to one of our historic properties. So given that your brick comes from Cadman's Cottage, I recommend you contact Placemaking New South Wales. They manage the rocks precinct, including the cottage, and would likely have some interest. Da 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 da. All right. So, I'm going to ring Placemaking New South Wales. 1-300-305-695. All right. I had done this previously, but they had no idea what I was talking about. 1-300-305-695. Right, here we go.
Hello, and welcome to the Department of Planning, Housing and Infrastructure. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. We kindly ask that you treat our team members with courtesy and respect.
So this is the website link that I was given.
Are unable to assist with complex planning or planning legislation inquiries. Our hours of operation are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, excluding public holidays and shutdown periods. Alternatively, you can submit a web form on the New South Wales Planning Portal Contact Us page. To help us assist with your inquiry today, please listen carefully to the following selections as our options have recently changed. For any general inquiries, including New South Wales Planning Portal support and for other planning matters, please press 1. For short-term rental accommodation, please press 2. If you are a council officer and require assistance with the New South Wales Planning Portal, please press 3. If you are a certifier and require assistance with the New South Wales Planning Portal, please press 4. To hear these options again, please press 5.
Okay, so I'm pressing 1.
Department of Planning, Housing and Infrastructure.
Thank you for calling. Please hold the line and we will be with you shortly. You can submit a web form on the New South Wales Planning Portal Contact Us page and we will get back to you as soon as possible.
The average wait time is currently 2 minutes. Please hold for the next available agent.
So I'm on hold with Placemaking New South Wales, the recommended number given to me by Dr. Aaron M. D'Souza, Manager Research Museums of History New South Wales, in response to my inquiry about a convict brick I've received from Cadman's Cottage. I'm patient. Thank you. 2 minutes, apparently. So today is the
Welcome to the Department of Planning, Housing and Infrastructure. This is the General Information and Planning Portal line. My name is Jared. Can I start with your name, please?
Yes, it's Stephen Redd in Katoomba. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, Stephen?
Yeah, good. Look, I've been referred to the Placemaking New South Wales. Is that you?
This is the New South Wales Planning Portal. So, who were you meant to contact? Sorry.
I had an email from Dr. Aaron M. D'Souza, who's Museums of History New South Wales Manager Research, and he's referred me to Placemaking New South Wales. Is that you?
Placemaking New South Wales. No, this is the New South Wales Planning Portal. I let me have a look. Is Placemaking New South Wales part of the Department of Planning, or?
I don't know. I'm just referring to... He referred me to your website, and so I rang your number, so I just wanted to find out...
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me just have a look. Okay, so, okay, they are part of it. Oh, this team, okay, right. So they are part of the Department of Planning. This is the portal, though. I think we're the only contact number. We're actually on every single page, but a lot of it doesn't relate to us. I'll just check. Is it is in relation to like a an application or something in relation to that, or is it more like I guess is it more just in relation to this placemaking team?
Well, I had an email reply from Dr. Aaron D'Souza, who's the manager of research in Museums of History New South Wales, and he referred me to the website property.newsouthwales.gov.au, which was part of what includes Placemaking New South Wales. So I'm just ringing you, that's all.
Okay, we're not, I'll just check, is that the one, are you on the page now at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, what's the title of that page? Maybe I'll just have a look.
It's planning.newsouthwales.gov.au about us, contact us, and I've gone to the inquiries part.
Oh, no, I meant the placemaking site, yeah. What's the placemaking website you refer to?
Well, he gave me a link, and it goes to your link.
No. So that contact us page, that's on every page. That's what I was saying before. I'll number.
Yeah, no, he sent me to contact... Hang on.
Yeah.
Sorry. Contact.
Oh, no, so please continue. Yeah.
So he said.
I just wondered if this is the one you're referring to, Placemaking New South Wales, because they have different contact details.
Well, hang on. He sent me contacts us, the rocks, at property.newsouthwales.gov.au.
Oh,
are you at property?
That's the team. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I've contacted you.
But you'd have to send it by email because we're the planning portal. We are different teams though. So we're more like, you know, when people want to lodge something to council, like, you know, put in a poll or share.
Yeah, I'm not lodging anything. I'm just following his guidance.
Yeah. Don't use the contact us numbers. Like, so when you find it, so that's the right one. And did it take you to a page that says, Placemaking New South Wales, or did it take you to a different page?
No, it just sends me to a website, contact us, the rocks, at property.newsouthwales.gov.au.
Yep, that's the one. There's no number there, is there?
No, but I thought I'd ring to talk to someone.
No, yeah. So that I'll just that's what I was saying before, like on every page links to a contact us, which is this number here, but we're not really the teams that look after the majority of what's on the website. They usually just have an email. So usually if you find a page with an email and no number, it's just going to be the email, okay? But that's the right team. That's the other, that's that placemaking team. I'm actually not sure what they do.
Do you know about Dr. Aaron D'Souza?
No. So that's what I was trying to explain. We're the team that looks at, like, the portal. So when, as I mentioned, when you want to lodge something to council, if you want to put in, like, a pool or, like, a shed or knock down a wall, like, an extension, we give you the forms for that. But we have council tell you which forms they want, and then we provide whatever council instructs. That's what this line is for. And sometimes the page doesn't load, or sometimes people can't log in, and that's why we have our number on every page, so people can give us a call.
So just to clarify, mate, sorry, your first name?
You're right.
What's your first name?
Jared.
I'm Stephen. Stephen Ridd. Yeah. So I'm in Katoomba. Yeah. So, Dr. Aaron D'Souza has sent me a link to contact us, the rocks, at property.nsw.gov.au, right? And I thought, well, I don't know who I'm talking to with property.newsouthwales, so I thought I'd ring because I went to his link and you came up, right? Because I'm in your website, which comes up at New South Wales Planning Portal.
Yes, that's us.
Yeah, so I've just followed his guideline.
No. Don't don't go away from that page. So the link that he sent you, you want to stay on that page. Don't navigate away from it.
But why can't I talk to someone?
It's fairly large.
Yeah, but
you
hang on.
Navigate, you'll sort of end up on different parts, which is how all of why our numbers on every page.
But hang on. Why can't I just talk to someone instead of having to do an email?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask them.
Yeah. Who?
Well,
who's them?
All I know is we're like the only contact center.
But who's them? Who's them? Who's them? Who's
placemaking, whichever they do. I'm actually not sure who they are or what team they are, but they're on our website, which means they are a team within.
But who? I've got a number, 1-300-305-695, and you answered the phone. Thank you.
Yes, that's us. Yeah, we're the planning portal. So like.
Yeah, so. So this is the link, and you're planning.newsouthwales.gov.au, and I've gone to.
Well, I'll just check. You said that email came up. Did you stay on that page, or did you look around? Like you went to.
I didn't want to go to an email address because this guy is Dr. Aaron M. D'Souza, Manager Research Museums of History New South Wales. With a phone number,
mm-hmm.
And he's at the Mint in Sydney on Gadigal land.
Okay.
And he's given me an email address to contact us, the Rocks, at propertynewsouthwales.gov.au. So I went to propertynewsouthwales.gov.au and you answered the phone. So I thought, well, I've probably got the right people, you know.
When he sent you that link, though, right, is it the first thing that comes up, or is it a different one that comes up?
I didn't go for the email. I wanted to ring someone.
Oh, okay. So, no, I'm talking about the email. I'm talking about the link. What link did he send you?
It's all good.
Oh,
he said,
email.
Hang on. He said, this is Dr. Aaron M.D. D'Souza, whatever, and he said, the best email address for them is contactusthrocks@property.nsw.gov.au.
Right. Okay. Well, that is that placemaking New South Wales team. That's them.
Well, I just like to talk to someone instead of sending an email to someone I don't know, you know? I mean...
Okay. We're not connected to them. I'm actually not sure what they do. Unfortunately, because as I mentioned, this line is just the planning portal. That's why, like, you'll notice on each page at the bottom, there's a contact us. Every page leads to us, and we are on pretty much every page our number. But we're like, they always list it as like if it's more general, but if it's a specific thing, like you know, this placemaking, I just still don't know what it is, but they are part of planning because they're on our website. And that's probably where you're looking at it, but. You know, unfortunately, they're not part of, like, the portal team, so we're not actually connected to them.
Well, I rang a few days ago, and I got the same sort of feedback that we didn't know, they didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah, like, well, because...
So I'm just going by this guy's, I mean, he's a doctor, right? He's like a PhD or something, I don't know. But, I'm trying to find someone I can talk to about an issue about Cadman's Cottage, which is in the Rocks.
Cadman's Cottage? Oh, okay.
Do you know about Cadman's Cottage?
I do not, I'm afraid. I'm not sure, like...
All right. But you're placemaking... Are you placemaking New South Wales? Because that's the email I've got.
Yeah, no, we're not. That's what I was trying to explain. We're the portal. So as I mentioned, if you wanted to send something like for approval with council, like, you know, putting in a pool, putting in a shed, knocking down a wall, that's, and then council says...
No, I'm not going to knock down any walls. Well, hang on.
But that's what I'm trying to explain. That's who we are.
All right. Can I just read out his email to you? Hello, Stephen. That's my name. Stephen Ridd, RIDD in Katoomba, right? Wes passed on your inquiry about the convict brick from Cadman's Cottage because I've come into a rare colonial heritage brick that may be unique, right? I'm the resident archaeology and brick enthusiast and also the curator of Unearthed at the Museum of Sydney. I'm really happy to see that the exhibition has got people thinking about bricks. Whatever. Unfortunately, we're not able to accept this brick as a donation as we can, because I was donating it, right? I don't want any money, right? As we can only collect things with a provenance to one of our historic properties. So given that your brick comes from Cadsman's Cottage, I recommend you contact Placemaking New South Wales. They manage the rocks precinct, including the cottage, and would likely have some interest. The best email address for them is contactusthrocks@property.newsouthwales.gov.au. I hope you find a home for the brick and perhaps even return it to the one from which it came. Best regards, Aaron. Dr. Aaron M. D'Souza, Manager Research, Museums of History, New South Wales, and he's got his contact details, whatever. Oh, so that's what I got. So I followed it up, but I didn't want to just send an email to someone I didn't know. I wanted to contact, you know, the government department.
Yeah, we're all the government department. It's just that this is a specific team, this placemaking team, I guess. But as I mentioned, our number is on every page. I think we're the only call center or the contact number listed, and you know, primarily our main inquiries involve involve the portal, and that's why I'm trying to explain what we do. Like, when if you want to get approval for council, like pools, sheds, demolishing a wall, council will say, look, you need to jump on the portal and lodge this form. And then sometimes if people have problems logging in, or if they can't, a page doesn't load, which actually happens quite a lot, they give us a call, and then we sort of try and troubleshoot it with them.
Yeah, I appreciate what you're saying. This phrase, Placemaking New South Wales, is that you guys?
No. It's also part of planning, but as I mentioned, we're the planning portal. There's a few planning portals. We're the small one. There's a major projects portal, which is like, for hospitals, highways, sheds, things like that. Hospitals, highways, and things like that. But we're the smaller portal. We deal with like small things, like small demolitions. Like someone wants to remove a wall for an extension, council will tell them what to lodge, and then they'll come to us. And then if they can't lodge it, we can try and go through it. That's what this number is for, the planning portal. Like when you look at it online, when you go to the contact us, right? I think it says it's general and planning portal. We don't deal with BASICs, though, I'm afraid.
I'm not bad BASICs. Anyway, look.
I'm just letting you know. A lot of people call us for BASICs.
Look.
Say like on the contact page that this 1300-305-695. It's just for the New South Wales Planning Portal.
Oh, look, maybe Dr. D'Souza got the wrong connection. I'm not blaming you.
Please continue. Sorry, Stephen, please continue.
I just wanted to follow up with someone from the reference from Dr. D'Souza, because I was raising an issue about a heritage site in the rocks called Cadman's Cottage, and he said that his department didn't deal with it, but if I rang this number or contacted his email address, said that you guys could deal with it. But I thought, I just wanted to go to the website instead of just the email address, because I don't want to go to an anonymous email address. I just wanted to go to the website, so.
Right, because you didn't want it just to like go into the
email. No, I don't know who I'm talking to,
So. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I believe this, I know they've got like the rocks, and I know they do manage the rocks that much, but I don't actually know what they do, how I explain what we do on our end. But I suppose, you can double check with him. You can say that you've contacted, you can write our name down saying, we're also saying that if it is the placemaking New South Wales team you need to contact, then that contact us, the rocks at property.nsw.gov.au is the correct email. But I just thought I'd let you know that, like, a lot of our teams, they don't actually have even our major progress portal, who's sort of like our adjacent portal, they also don't have a contact number. They do everything by email.
Yeah, look, the first person I contacted about Cadman's Cottage, do you know about Cadman's Cottage?
I don't really, but you've said it's in the rocks somewhere, or...?
Well, it's the oldest building in the rocks in Sydney.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, look it up. Yeah.
I did not know. Yeah.
Yeah. There's an older building.
Is the public in that?
Well, there's an older building out of Parramatta, but I was told by the people at the rocks that the Elizabeth Farm is older, 1793, I think, something like that. But
okay.
The Cadman's Cottage is 1816. It's the oldest building in Sydney. And so I'm just doing some research because I've come across some what I believe to be original bricks from the cottage, which is like the oldest bricks in Australia.
Okay.
And so
okay.
That was the reason for my call. I mean, that's the only reason for my call. I don't have any personal, you know, I don't want any money. It's just like I've come across something that I think is important, and I wanted to let the government know I've got something special. And I contacted this guy, Aaron, and he said he's not interested. I was a bit disappointed, you know. So he said, no, contact Placements New South Wales or something. So I thought, well, I did. But then they said, no, nothing to do with us. And I'm thinking, well, I'm a bit disappointed, you know. Like, I'm trying to do the right thing. Aaron D'Souza. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm.
He said just to go to that placemaking.
Yeah, and I ring you guys, and you got no idea what I'm talking about. And I'm
we're different. So the Department of Planning is pretty large. I mean, we're also connected to infrastructure, but they're like a completely different part. So I won't get into that, but in terms of it, our numbers, yeah, like on the contact us page, it should say that this is just for the New South Wales Planning Portal. But that email you've been given, the contact us, the rocks at property.nsw.gov.au, that is for the placemaking New South Wales team.
Yep.
So I suppose if I'm not sure who this is, the doctor had mentioned that, this needed to, or it might be best to check with that team. That might be, I mean, if you want, you could double check with Aaron. You can let him know you've talked to the planning portal.
But we don't
really have any.
Thanks for your time. You've clarified a few things, you know, but I don't know. It's just like I'm disappointed because I think I've got something of importance to Australia's heritage, and I just wanted to donate it to the government. You know, but no one seems to be interested. That's my disappointment.
Well, perhaps try that email. I mean, you can check back with Aaron. But
yeah, I will. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, mate.
All right. No problem.
See ya.
Well, bye.
Bye.